Expect the Expected podcast. This is probably the earliest that we are recording our podcast on a Friday.
I tell you what, man. I told you I had to have a bowel movement coming up by about at least 10:45. And you're like, let's knock a 15-minute podcast out right now.
Yep. So if that didn't scar you for life and you're still listening, we're going to discuss the Power Veto episode and the HOH, the double eviction that happened.
You know, for so much that happened in two episodes, it was really all predictable.
It really was. I mean, is anything this season not predictable so far?
Well, here's what wasn't predictable. Alyssa winning the veto, putting Tiffany in that pickle of putting Claire up.
I didn't think for a second that she was going to put up a member of the cookout. She definitely screwed herself, but after Alyssa won the mini power veto, it definitely changed how her jury votes might get thrown to her.
None of it matters now. None of it matters now. I mean, for as pissed off as Xavier was at Tiffany for winning the comp and being HOH, you know, his person went home 10 minutes later.
Yeah, you know, it must have sucked for him. I mean, he did tear up a little bit on the...
He cried. Yeah. He cried over Alyssa Lee. Let's start with the eight. Let's start with the veto.
Yes, the veto. So you have Xavier and Alyssa on the block. Alyssa wins power veto. She takes herself down. There's this whole spiel with Claire because Tiffany knows that she has to nominate Claire, but Claire is her person. But props to Claire, and I kind of felt bad for her the first time this season that I was really like, damn.
Yeah, Claire's grown on me.
But... because she reminds me of a little puppy dog. I mean, all the number ones outside of the cookout have been being dragged along like a little pet. Yeah. Claire knew what Tiffany's goal was, and that was for a person of color to win Big Brother, and she got...
And Tiffany relayed that information to her without exposing the cookout.
Exactly, and I think that was really good gameplay on her part.
Yeah, I do too, and I think Claire would still vote for Tiffany. Claire was absolutely right in her swan song exit speech by saying, listen, you guys are writing a check for $750,000 to Xavier.
She called him out.
Yep, she did. And she's right.
She's right. Votes were 4-1.
Claire goes home. Everybody's getting a sympathy vote this year, which I'm not crazy about anymore because it doesn't mean anything.
It really doesn't.
I'm giving her a sympathy vote.
She's still going home.
Yeah, right. Screw you. 5-0. Who cares? So Claire goes. Immediately, they have a new HOH competition, which I thought was a lot of fun. I played along at home, and I probably would not have won. I didn't get six right.
Oh my God. I'd be right there with Big D, just guessing every single one wrong.
He did all right. No, you know who was awful was
Alyssa Aza. Was pretty bad.
Alyssa screwed the pooch on it, man. She needed to win that. So Hannah becomes HOH. She calls everybody in the room real quick, and she tells Derek X what the... Oh, I'm sorry. She tells Xavier what the plan is, and up goes... Alyssa.
So next week is another double eviction, and these house guests don't know it.
Yeah.
I will say when the news got revealed to the house guests within like the first like 10 minutes of the episode last night, when they got the news that the double eviction was in effect, like they didn't seem surprised.
Well, I think they knew because what's-her-face's Mike, the Julie's Mike was on last week. They heard it. And I think they know that there's another double coming because just the timing.
Yeah, it is about the time.
For 2 more weeks. You know, so 2 more's got to go. We got to get the 6-4. Then we could eliminate one. Then we have the final.
Man, it's really getting that close.
Then we'll have a 2-hour episode maybe and boom.
So definitely no battle backs this year. There can't be.
No, I mean, I think it's just not enough time. So, you know, it's...
Because Claire did mention something about 3 weeks. She said when she was doing her nom speech, she's like... In 3 weeks, you know, everyone's going to vote for Xavier. So I was like, 3 weeks, really? I mean, I thought she was wrong, but no, she's right. So I want to talk about the segment, I think on Wednesday's episode, it was Aza and her singing.
Yeah.
And she's like doing raps and Big D's twerking. But I want to bring up the
little parody video.
The parody video and how cheap the production and the graphics were for that. It literally looked like they designed those graphics on like Microsoft Paint.
You know, that's why they did it. And, you know, it was a throwback to the old record commercials. And you're probably too young for this, where they would sell an album online on a TV commercial. Right? And it would just scroll through all the songs that are on that album.
Okay. I vaguely remember something like that, like a Kids Bop or like a Now That's What I Call 45.
Right, same idea, but they don't even sell Now That's What I Call music.
It's probably just on Spotify.
Right. They don't even sell those CDs anymore. You know, I'm sure you can find them, but back when Now That's What I Call Music 3, it would have every artist singing every song and you'd read them like, oh, wow. Oh, look at this. Look
and
at
then
that.
You'd call the number and order it.
Yeah. So that's what the spoof was. I thought that was pretty funny. Back to 2 episodes ago, we never addressed this.
What?
Alyssa trying on Aza's dress.
Yes.
That was, I mean, okay, Asa didn't want to borrow the dress, and Asa's obviously a little smaller than Alyssa because she couldn't quite get zippered up, but they showed everything about what's-her-face Alyssa getting into that dress. That was wonderful. I watched that 3 times in slow motion.
God.
Yeah, so I thought that was probably the highlight of the season.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll talk about the eviction of Claire and Alyssa, and we'll talk about maybe some spoilers. Who do you think wins the next HOH? And who do you think goes on the block? We'll get to it all next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So within the first 20 minutes, Claire goes home.
Claire understood about the ethnic dynamic of the show and the importance of it. And she acknowledged it in her post interview with Julie.
And Alyssa basically had the revelation that she's the only non-black person in the house. Right. And she's like, are you guys all trying to just get me out because I'm not part of the cookout? I'm not black. I'm half white. And she kind of made a joke.
Is the other half of her heritage, is it Latino? I don't think she's of African-American descent. I could be wrong.
No.
But she was walking around to Claire. Yeah, you're the only white person left. And I'm like, hey, you, shut up. You're next.
And she was.
Think about it, though. Derek X would also fall into that person of color category.
Yeah.
He wasn't invited into the cookout.
Mm-mm.
And neither was Alyssa.
Yeah. And even Claire made the observation that black people have always been pitted against each other. Or and they're always out first.
Eliminated quickly.
Mm-hmm. And she even told Julie that. It's good for Big Brother to, you know, kind of right their wrongs.
I don't know if it's righting their wrongs, just changing the dynamic. Listen, righting their wrongs would be like giving Davon a check. Okay, they're not doing that.
That's true.
Okay,
very true.
But they are changing the way the show is run to where there's an opportunity for more diverse winners.
Yeah.
White men don't need to win it 70% of the time.
That's very true. Very true. So moving on.
So moving on from there, Claire goes home. They do the HOH, which is Hannah wins. She puts up Xavier, and she puts up Alyssa. Then they have the big block, which I thought was anybody's competition. I thought it was a fair competition where you had to build the BB Comics logo.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that anybody, Big D could have won that. I mean,
it's not athletic.
It wasn't athletic. It wasn't terribly smart. Xavier rolled right through it, which shows you this. Xavier's been throwing everything.
So you think he threw that competition last night?
He threw the HOH comp because he knew Alyssa was going to go up. And then if he would have won, he wouldn't be HOH eligible this week.
So he basically did what they wanted Tiffany to do.
Right.
So he did it correctly. Tiffany did
he
not.
He just stepped out, let his person go, was very emotional about it. He won the veto, took himself off the block. Hannah replaces Xavier with Kyland. 4-1.
So by the end of the episode,
Alyssa's out the door.
Yep, Alyssa's gone. We don't see the start of an HOH competition. That'll be on Sunday.
However, I happen to know who the new HOH is.
All right. Tell us.
Yes.
So Hannah's not eligible.
Right.
I would say Kyland.
Yep.
That's it.
Kyland wins. Kyland's the HOH.
I knew it.
So who is he going to put up? I mean, I think he'll protect. I think he's putting up Big D and Asa.
You think he's going to throw up another guy?
I think he's going to put up Asa and who?
Tiffany.
He loves Tiffany.
But when they were talking a couple episodes ago about Final Twos, he was trying to make a deal. He was trying to make a deal with Tiffany.
Yeah.
Tiffany wasn't having it.
And there's been a couple of reports of the two of them laying around together in the bed.
No way.
More personal time. Not in an intimate way, but just more in an affectionate way to where they're building a friendship. So, I mean, Kylan's in a jam.
Oh, and my God.
Putting up Big D is putting up the, I mean, Big D is the one that I would want to take along a little further. I mean, honestly, Asa would be the one I would want to put up next to me in the final two, because I think Asa has just done nothing.
Yeah, because right now it's like, okay, do you want to take it easy and get the weakest out, or do you want to bring the weakest along to your final two? And I think Kylan would make a big mistake by getting out Asa.
I mean, if Kylan's playing for his best game, he's got to put Tiffany and Derek X. Derek. I keep saying Derek X because of the X and the Xavier. So many X's in this season.
I know. It's bad.
He's doing his part. He put up Xavier. He's not going to do that. He's going to put up Azza. He's going to put up Azza and Hannah.
Oh, man. I just like how we're going to see an individual game for the first time this season, really. I mean, the cookout formed really early on, and now it's like everyone against each other.
Azza and Hannah go up this week, maybe? And then let's say Hannah gets off the block and he has to put up a replacement nom. Then he puts up Tiffany, and then the two guys get to vote so it's...
Lots of different scenarios.
Really tight numbers right now.
Yeah. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of the Expect the Expected podcast. We will be back we'll be back Monday to discuss who becomes HOH and see if Fester's right on his predictions.
I am right. What do you think? I'm lying?
All right.
Get the hell out of here.
Thanks for listening, and we'll be back Sunday.
Wait. What did he say? What was it? It was...
Oh, I don't remember.
I do. It was like, love one another.
How deep and heartfelt.
Right?
Wow. I'm tearing up a little bit.
Hey, what's the email address for people to contact us?
ExpectTheExpectedPodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email, comment, question, or...
We're not. I mean,
or hate mail. I mean, we'll take hate mail too.
I mean, listen, if you think we suck, and we think we suck, so, you know, we're not that far off. By all means, send us a message.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll be back Monday.